Okay, last time we did not, we started talking about Tefillas Kehillim. I hope this is working. Last time we started talking about Tefillas Kehillim. Excuse me. And we talked about a whole bunch of questions about Tefillas Kehillim that have to do, which things you have to be talking about, having to do with all the things you would have to do, like in a home use, like a piece of china, different things like that, things that people would have at home. Now we're going to switch. The second half is going to be about businesses. Things have to do with businesses. There's also a bunch of questions about which things need Tefillas Kehillim, having to do with with businesses. okay, that didn't work. There's going to be four topics. And the first one is packaged food. And you'll remember the last time we spoke of packaged food from the from the side of the consumer. You have a bottle of wine, you have a jar of pickles, and you want to know, do you have to title it? Because it used to belong to a guy, now it belongs to a yid, it's glass or metal, and you have to title it, you don't have to title it. So there we spoke about two shitas. One was Moral Diskin, who said is that you have to title it, but you only have to title it once it's empty. You can't title it when there's food inside of it, and you can take your time while you empty it. That was Moral Diskin. And Ramosha said that you don't have to title it at all, because it's not a kli. It's a packaging material that helps them get the wine from the factory to your house. It's not a kli, and it's not mukhiv in Tefillas Kehillim.
I think we'd safely say that Minhag HaOilam is clearly like that.
Okay, and it's correct.
Reuse jars without titling?
Yeah. So
it puts stuff back. If you tell me you're going to run a disc and you have a pour back, you can put a pickle back in the jar, you can't put wine back in the...
like most people follow what Moshe. Now, today we switched from the consumer to the manufacturer. So first we were talking about, can I put wine into my bottle? What about for the guy who makes the wine? If he's a yid and he buys a bottle from a guy and he puts wine into it. So the Moral Diskin obviously makes no sense. The Moral Diskin said, you can empty it solely, you don't have to title until you get it empty. Well, he has it empty. So that sort of doesn't work one bit for Mr. Kedem, who owns a bottle. Again, if it's a Jewish company, he owns a bottle, and he to put stuff into it, of course, that doesn't help him. But what Ramosha said is still reasonable, which is that it's packaging material also. Ramosha said, it's not a clear, it's chayvin tila. So it's not chayvin tila for him either. So even if the manufacturer is somebody Jewish, that he theoretically is chayvin tila's kelim, so he's not, he wouldn't, that would, he, that reason would still work. There's an extra reason, an extra thing, which is a shayla, not for today, a different shayla, which is something that's only meant for storage, even if it's a kli, but it's like if you have in your house containers where you keep flour, I don't know, you keep cookies. There's a question whether those things, if you don't eat out of them, they're just storage containers, whether they're chayvin tila's kelim, a separate shayla might help them also.
Pickle jars like that.
What?
Like a pickle jar.
Yeah, yes.
You mean set a pickle jar?
Yes. Okay. Well, some people do. Okay, so, now, some people say that this idea that it's only a packaging material, and therefore the manufacturer, Mr. Kedem, is not more to title it, also applies if you buy a container to put shalach manos into it, or you buy, the person who's putting the shalach manos onto it, or I'm putting food on, I buy a tray so I could send it to your house for Shalom Zachar. For me, it's just a way of getting it from here to there. It's just a way I can get the food from the three things I'm giving you for shalach manos to get them to your house. And there are those people who think that you're not, that's also because it's just packaging, from my perspective, just packaging material. And if I'm not mukhiv in Tefillas Kehillim,
why should it not be?
What do you think?
Why should it not be?
What?
I think this is a Jewish person, then could title it whatever, but if it's packaging material, it's not a kli.
Well, because it really depends. Because if you're going to eat off of it, you have to get to it. What happens if it's a little worse? In the case of Shalom Zachar, you're going to take it and you're just going to put it out the tray. You can put it out. Okay. Well, the case that has to do with us as a hashkacha, Illinois Nut sells platters of candy. Okay. So if it's owned by a Jewish person, I don't know if it's owned by a Jewish person anymore. If it's owned by a Jewish person, so then he has a tray that he owns. He's giving to you with a bunch of chocolates on top of it, and you take it to your house. And what do? You put it out and you eat off the tray. So
that's a different case then. Then even by the guy, it's like that. What's the difference if it's manufactured by a guy or manufactured by a Jew? If it's considered a kli, it should be considered given by both. If it's not considered, it should not be considered by both.
So, yes, but over here it's a little further in that this is meant to be eaten off of. That's what's going to happen.
Right, so then there's a problem with the guy does it also. Then you can't eat off of it.
I mean, no, so then we get to Maral Diskin, who says, we're playing Dina. We have that kind of a svara, okay? But there are those who say that, in fact, the Sirsi says this, that for Ramosha's svara, even applies to Illinois North, that the person who's, when they're packaging it, for them it's just a packaging material, just a way to get it to your house. The fact that you're going to choose to eat off of it, so to speak, that's your business, and that you're going to tovel it. So they do not tovel their trays, even if they're metal or glass trays, they do not tovel them. But because you might think that they do, because you say, hey, I got it from a Jewish store, of course they tovel it. That's it. In many people's minds, they would imagine that. So they put a sticker that says on it, we did not tovel this, or requires tefillah. Okay? Which is to say, when you get it to your house, if you want to keep that tray, then you have to tovel it. Okay? Because once you get the tray, then for you, it's just a plain old tray that you put cookies on, and then you have to tovel it.
Would motivation still apply with it?
That they're going to base on Ramosha.
What makes Ramosha?
They're going to base on Ramosha, an extension of Ramosha. That says for them it's just packaging material.
It's a little different, right? Somebody can make an argument. Some say it's not 100%.
100% you can make different, because here it's meant to be presentable. Okay? I meant to put it on a tray, not because I have to get it to your house. It's not a cardboard box. It's a tray that's meant to be...
You put around on the tray, they might arrange it differently, whatever, you know, it's a whole...
Whatever, it's a
wax.
Yes, okay. Now, one case that I'm not sure about, which is a variation of this, which is, what happens if a Jewish company makes tuna fish? Now, tuna fish, you put it to the can, and then the can is metal, put it to the can, and then you don't just put it to the can, you cook it inside the can. After it's in the can, it goes to a retort to get cooked in there. So it's harder to say that that's just a packaging material. It's true. It is a way just to get it from the store, from the factory to my house. It's true. There's a packaging material. But it's a clean that you cook in. Okay, a clean that you cook in is a clean that's high in tefillah scalem. So this thing has many roles. First, it's a pot.
You cook it in the retort.
No, you don't cook it in the retort. You cook it in the can.
In the retort. The can is the can. It can't have to be just the can. The can is packaging. You cook it. I take the whole thing, lock, stock, and barrel, I stick it in the cooking thing.
You don't cook in a pot, you cook on your stove, and then the pot is just a thing that...
The pot holds the thing. It's not, the pot is not a packaging. Nobody's going to say, by my chain, the pot is packaging. The pot, okay. Is pot. Goes in the pot, out of the pot. But here, it's wrapped in, sealed in, I mean, better, sealed tight shut, and I cook it in its packaging. That's all.
It's pot.
I cook it in its packaging.
No, because it's two different things. You're chayav either if you cook in it or if you eat from it. Those are two different ways to be chayav to your skin. You don't have to eat out of it. So a pot is chayav to you. No one needs out of a pot either.
If you pickle in it.
If you what?
Pickle in it.
If you pickle what in it?
I'd say a pickle jar that you're pickling.
See, if they do the pickling in the jar.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe then also, same kind of a question. I wasn't thinking like that, but yes. Potentially the same kind of question. Okay, so you think yes, you think yes, you think no. So, okay, that's why I wasn't sure. Okay, look at that.
I think that it would be made more precise and safe.
Okay, and next is, okay, restaurants. Restaurants, hotels, there's goes for
Chahina. I'm not sure if this is Nigel what you just mentioned, but there's a very well-known Hashkacha that gives a Hashkacha that's not Chayim and Tzvila for like a certain electric
device.
And I heard from very...
Because it's not Jewish owned. Because it's not Jewish owned.
No. The
opposite.
Not the chesed.
Because the opposite. Because it is Jewish owned.
I thought that was the chesed.
It is Jewish owned.
It is Jewish owned.
No. This company is... whether it's Jewish owned or not, it's not the chesed at all. The reason why they're doing it is because apparently Weissman don't give up sack for them. And for them, that owner, even if it's a wholesaler, whatever it is, that will own it, they don't own it to be used as a kli, but rather just as merchandise to sell. And therefore, it's not chayim to you.
So you're only explaining one detail, which is what happens if the manufacturer was Jewish and the distributor was non-Jewish. Maybe that helps. But if all those people, if everybody told me I was not Jewish, so I bought a kli, and I'm chayim to this game, I bought it from a guy then. Lamai says, I'm the yid at the end who uses it as a kli bought from a goy. Your thing would only help, what you just said would only help is a yid made it, and then a goy distributed it, and then a yid bought it from him. So you say, the middleman doesn't count. Maybe that's right, maybe that's wrong. But if you say all those people until now...
Why, if everybody until now, it was never considered a kli until it was by the yid,
So think that through what you just said. You said if you want to decide that those things are not considered kelim until they get to the person who uses it,
right.
So then every time you buy a pot, it's not chayav tefillah scalem. Because the guy who makes a pot,
manufacturer, of course.
Every person makes pots is making it just that there's a
manufacturer.
Okay, let's, we're off topic. Okay.
That's not for merchandise. We'll talk about that afterwards.
Okay. We're talking about restaurants and hotels and things like that. Now, for reasons that are not so clear, hashgachas feel responsible to oversee tefillas kelim for food service. Okay? We don't think about, we not feel responsible for tefillas kelim at a manufacturing companies, but we do feel that when it's a nursing home or a pizza shop or something like that, we make sure that they type all their things. Okay? Well, whether that's right or wrong is not for today. Okay? That's an assumption. That for food service, we make sure they title everything. Okay? So, starting from that perspective, Dayan writes it like this. He says, the person, when if there are dishes, not that he cooks with, dishes that he serves you with, okay, like think of in restaurants that give you on plate, he says, for the person who, that owner, it's klais chayra. It's not something that he eats on. He doesn't eat on these things. This is not for eating. For him, this is just a way of doing business. It's part of business is that he has to have plates. And therefore, these are business items. They're not food. They don't cook on them, nor does he eat on them. And therefore, he's not chayim tefillas kelim. Okay? He says, the klei sechayra. And klei sechayra, not chayim tefillas kelim.
Okay, a food service guy owns a kitchen. He has pots and pans and all that stuff.
So the pots and pans are going to be chayim tefillas kelim. Those will be chayim because he cooks with them. Okay. He cooks them. But the plates that he has and the forks and knives that he gives for the customers, he says, Nachayim Tzilas Kelim, because it's Klis Chayra. For him, he doesn't eat with them. He doesn't eat with them, nor does he cook them. So it's a question. In the middle, he talks, he says, wait a second, does he ever sit down and eat that? And he gives an answer that I didn't understand. Okay, I don't understand how he answers the question. What about him eating?
I don't understand the difference between the stuff that he cooks with. Is that he's using? I cook with him?
He's cooking with it. That's what, think that you're Chayim, either if you cook with it or if you eat with it. So he cooks it. Fine, it's Chayim. But this, he doesn't cook with it. He just eats. This
is but nobody's Chayim Tzilas Kelim stuff that he eats with.
So he says,
customers?
Correct.
The owners? No,
correct.
All now, Jewish, but nobody's Chayim Tzilas.
Right. So now, there's two. Something like that. So there's two questions. One question you're being maramas. Okay, one is like this, and that is like this. let's say that it's klei sechayra. Let's accept the first question we have. Accept that it's klei sechayra for the store owner, maskim. But the person who's eating the restaurant, for him, it's a plain old plate that he's eating on. Okay. So what's the din when you have the owner? For the owner, it's not a klei to eat on. But for the user, it's a clear. I'm for sure eating on it. I'm sitting in the restaurant eating with this fork and knife and plate. So what happens now when you have such a case like that? So the Rama talks about it. The Rama in Sif Ches says like this. If the owner of the kli has a kli that he does not use for eating, okay, it's for cutting paper. He has a knife that he uses for cutting paper. And he lends it to you or he rents it to you, and you're going to use it for cutting food. Okay, you use it to cut vegetables. Okay? So the owner was not chayav tefillas kelim, because for him it was not a kli that was meant for food. And for you, it is a kli that's meant for food. The Rama says you're not chayav tefillas kelim. In other words, you, the user, have no right to decide what the kli is for. The owner is the one who's kaveh what it's for. He has a lachtach klafim. For him, it's for cutting paper. And therefore, for him, it's not a kli. It's not kli that chayav tefillas kelim. The fact that you want to use it for food use doesn't make a difference.
But even if you can't determine it, is the
chiv
a tefillah on the owner?
On the kli. No, you can't use this kli. You don't have to title it.
Well, that's a knas. That was
No. It's a mitzvah. You have to title it.
The chiv, I'm saying, but the iser of not using it was only for the person who is supposed to be titling it. That's why there's an iser. So I'm not supposed to be titling it because it doesn't belong.
It's an interesting question. I'm not sure if it's right over here. Because the question is, it need tefillah's kelim? I'm talking about whether it's an iser to use it. Is it chayav tefillah's kelim? So let me tell you the other side. The Taz and Shah say it's not true. The guy who borrowed or rented it is able to be kaveh. It's not just the owner who could be kaveh. If the person who might use it for that, now it's kaveh that is chayav tefillah's kelim. Now, who's chayav? That's a question. Is he a chayav or my chayav?
The borrower is king of those bars.
Right, I'm the person. I have the right to.
My restaurant. I'm not even borrowing it. I'm saying it.
No. What are you doing?
I'm using his daily. Yeah. Hey. I'm not renting. I'm not borrowing.
What are you doing?
You're by somebody's house and you're eating by his house. You're borrowing his fork and knife and
plate. I don't know.
You're not. You're just he's allowing you to use his.
I don't know if that makes a difference. I'm not sure it makes a difference. Okay, that's one.
What about the just one problem? What about the Jew? Let's say he could convert it. But the Jew converted it. Who converted to a food kli? Go after the original owner.
So you think since both those people, both of them are Jewish.
The original Jew bought something to cut paper, and the guy sold it to cut paper. The Jew bought cut paper, and then the next Jew converts it to food. So maybe the guy manufactured it. I converted it to food kli.
And therefore,
Maybe that's not the truth.
That's how the child says you're mechuyin tefilas kelim. You're mechuyin tefilas kelim, even though you, the yid, the one who decided that it should be used for food.
You don't go after when it started to be.
It says it once belonged to a guy. This is the way it works. It once belonged to a guy and now belongs to a yid and it's being used for food. That's very chayav.
Somebody done on this.
I believe so. Okay, now the Rav Moshe says argues from a completely different angle. He says no. He says you're getting this all wrong. He says, on the presumption that this is klis chayra, he says it's not klis chayra. He says these plates are meant for eating. That's what the plates are for. It happens to be that I sell food that you can eat food on, but it's not like it's klis chayra. I was buying it to buy and sell. I wasn't doing business with these plates. I bought plates for eating on. Okay, the fact whether you're going to eat or I'm going to eat makes no difference. I bought plate. Like I buy a service of 12. It don't say, oh, I only eat on one plate. The other 11 plates are for other people. That doesn't count. That's silly because it's plates for eating. The fact that I'm going to eat on one and you can eat the other one doesn't make a difference. So it says, so it's all plates for eating. They're not klis chayra b'chlal. The fact that he does a business, he sells food that you can eat on his plate makes no difference. Or even that he lets you use his plates for eating, it's all eating. And the truth is, if you think about it, guess what? There's no Gemara that says that klis chayra a pater from tefilas kelim. How we know that then? Because the Gemara says the only thing that's chayav in tefila are things that you eat with. Okay? Kelim that you're going to eat with. And so you say, oh, kelim that you eat with? Lafuke, kelim that are klis chayra. Okay, well, are these kelim that you eat with? Of course they're kelim that you eat with. What's a plate and a fork and a knife? Of course it's kelim that you eat with. So, klis chayra is not that if I got like a special hat, if you're klis chayra, if you're doing business, you're off the hook. No, did you mean it for eating? You didn't mean it for eating. So, of course, you meant it for eating. That's what's meant for eating. The fact that I do business with my eating doesn't make a difference. That's what Moshe says, and which is most people assume like that. And therefore, those kind of things are chayav in tefilas kelim. For all kinds of things, there's a side little question about that. What happens if the guy has a dish rental business? That's a little bit of a twist on this. Okay, he doesn't eat on it, he doesn't serve people on it, he rents dishes, that's what he does. That's his own little trial. We mechayev that guy in tefilas kelim also. We have a person we give hashgacha to, what we did, and we mechayev in tefilas kelim. Okay, number three. Okay, retinning. Okay, what's retinning? If you have like sheet pans or big things like that get used a lot, what happens is with time, the coating on it gets worn away. Maybe you've seen in your house if you have it for a million years. You have a sheet pan, a cookie sheet for a long time. But in a bakery, they use it mamash every single day or things like that. So they get pretty beat up. So every couple months or every year or two, they have to get it, they go retin. What a retin means, they take their trays, they send them to somebody who, depending on what he does, will scrape a layer and add on a new finish on the top of it. Okay, a brand new layer on top. Made out of metal. Yeah, a new tin or whatever. I don't know if it is or isn't making tin, but they called it retinning. And they put a new layer onto it. Now, it has its own child mathematically about whether that kasher is it. Okay, that might be a kasher. It has its own child of how do you make sure you get your pants back? Because from his perspective, he just has to give you back 50 pins. You give him 50 pins, he gives you back 50. Okay, those are kashering shilas, okay? Whether it does or doesn't work for kashering.
You say you're positive in both of them, and you're fine.
You what?
If it's kasher, then you're off the hook.
Oh, if it's kasher, then you're off the hook. So here we go. We put the two things together. Okay. But for our purposes, the shilas is, I have this pan. I titled it, because I bought this fake sheet, and I titled it. And now I sent it off to him, so there's a machlokes enough for him about whether it's chayav and tefilas and tefilah again. Okay, there's a Mizrahi who says, yes, it's a mechuyev in tefilah, because it has a new layer on it. It says it has a kli, and on top of the kli, they put a new kli. They put this new layer of metal on top of it, and mechuyev in tefilah is kelim.
Obviously, because the retainer is a guy, right?
Yes, of course, I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't say it. Yes, the person doing that job is a guy.
So what's the pshat? So why? I own the kli the whole time.
You own the kli, and now you put a new layer on the kli. So he basically sold me a new layer to my kli. He put on another layer onto my kli.
So let's say I arrange with him, I buy the tin, I buy the liquid, whatever, I don't know what I'm thinking about. That
the metal. If you owned it from before you put it on, that would be okay. Then it's yours. Then it was yours before it was a kli. But here it's not.
It doesn't matter.
Ignoring that, yes, it was my metal, and then that wouldn't be chayiv in it. But here, it was his metal that he put onto it. He took metal, turned it into a kli, basically, and pasted it on top of mine. That's what he says. The Prichon says it's not true.
That's called making a kli, you're saying?
It's like a new kli on top of my old kli, like a new one on top of mine.
Even though it's just like a thin,
That's what he says. But the Prichon says what you're saying, which is, it's just, he calls it linoi, it's just decorative. Okay, we talk at least on that things that are decorative don't count. and he says it's a decorative. It's not. It doesn't add more functionality to the kli. The kli doesn't do better. It just makes it look nicer. And the Mishnah Berurah says you should do teal and bracha.
One second. So why do they retin just for the looks? It's hard to imagine that these bakeries are going to be investing thousands of dollars just because. What do they care how things look?
Probably function better.
Probably function. You say so. Then, but the Pechadish was saying that it's just Lenoi. Maybe it doesn't count so much.
Maybe he's
not. Is that this kind of a game? That's an interesting point. You might be right. Okay, Mishnah Berurah says to do teal and bracha. You're saying maybe you should. It is. I don't remember because on these kind of notes I don't have that. I have to look it up afterwards. It's in chapter 16 if you want to look it yourself. But I don't remember. I have to look it up. I don't remember. But you're saying maybe it's better than in this case than because it's functional. Okay, you might be right.
So what are we doing with Lysa? Because we have copies of this, right?
So you're saying like our bakeries. If the bakery goes and sends out their papers to the retaining, that's a good question. They should tell that bracha.
Purchase the
tinning material. What's it? Purchase the tinning material. I don't know if that's realistic, but I guess in theory. No, like North Shore Bakery, you know, they have pans and they have to send it out for retinning every so often. That's just what you gotta do. You have no choice, you know?
Is there a Jewish owned
retinning? I don't know when Rabbi Oppenheimer and I went to the place, it didn't look Jewish owned. Yeah, okay. Our last thing is, I think I lost my mouse. Okay, for this one, I'm going to put the screen back on. I want to go back, but I didn't want to do that. Sorry, guys. Share my screen. There's some people watching that see something. Till now, I haven't been sharing. Okay. industrial equipment. So now, our last thing is, you have a factory that has a piece of equipment that's so monstrous that it's not possible for it to fit into a mikvah. Or not realistic that someone's going to take this monstrous size piece of equipment and get it to a kelim mikvah. So what do you do? So everybody we just the practice is, in fact, nobody titles these big things. And the question is, what should be the reason not to be titled? So I'm going to go through, four possible reasons why you shouldn't have to title it. Okay, the first is, remember I told you last time about electrical things, that there's a reason to say that if it's not possible to title it, then you don't have to. You could use it without titling it. Okay? That is to say is, if you remember I said last time, it's chayiv in tefilas kelim, but physically it's impossible to do it. And if it's not possible, so the deraisa, I'm an oinus on the deraisa, and it's a rabbanim of using kli without titling it, it doesn't apply to me, because if it's not possible, chacham didn't insist that I do that. That's one possibility. Another thing is,
obviously it's, those that have a machmir definition, that wouldn't work because it's not impossible, it's just impractical.
Okay.
It's impractical. You get a crane,
okay, that's a judgment call, yes, correct. Okay, next
very
is...
Very practical, but it's not
okay, there's...
Something breaks, and it's... Yeah,
okay, so next is, there are... If something is only... There's a question, a complicated question, about what happens if something is only used for storage, okay? Or a kli is not only just for storage, it's used to process things that are raw, from raw to raw. I mean, it doesn't cook them. It doesn't make them edible. When you finish the process, the things are not any more edible than they were beforehand. Okay, we actually, this has nothing to do with industrial equipment. We had a question about this a few days ago. Someone had a pasta forming machine. Okay, you put in dough, and you squeeze it, and out comes out some pasta-shaped thing. But it's still raw when you finish with it. Okay, so depending on the situation, those kind of things might not be in tefillah's kelim. Also, it's another reason. So sometimes this big manufacturing equipment doesn't cook the food. It just takes it from being a raw state to another raw state, but it's not yet edible when it finishes.
What about beaters in a mixer?
Well, it depends if it makes the food finished when you finish the mixer. Well, so if you're mixing dough, then you might be right. A dough, but what happens if it can mix other things? And that's a complicated question there. When is it chayim tefillah kelim? When is not chayim tefillah kelim? And if you take from raw to raw, it's a question. Okay, don't be after it. It's not for now. But but sometimes that's a cool also. Another thing is, like I said to you before in about the restaurants, some people say all those things are klei schara, okay, because they're just meant for business. They're not really for regular use. They're just to do business with. Okay, again, that's a questionable svara. And the last svara, which is like this. There are those who say like this. In Hilchos Tumah V'Taira, there's a rule that some kelim that are bigger than 40 saw, you'll see what that is in a second when I flip the screen, that are kelim that are bigger than 40 saw are not considered kli for Hilchus Tumah V'Tayra. They're not considered a Kli. And they're not, they can't become Tameh as a Kli. So now two steps. First is, you have to say is, like last time we spoke about, the Halachas for Tumah V'Tayra apply to Tefillas Kelim also. So if it's not a Kli, for Tumah V'Tayra, then it's also not Chayv in Tefillas Kelim. That's one step you have to accept. And second is, there's a question whether that din of 40 Sa applies to metal Kelim. Okay? Rodolsky did not think so. The question is whether that din of 40 Sa applies to metal Kelim altogether. Of course, we're talking about metal Kelim. That's what we're thinking about. Rodolsky didn't think that. He thought that, no, 40 Sa doesn't apply to that. Okay, how much is 40 Sa? So the three main sheets is about how big an etzba and an am is. Comes out like this. These are rounded numbers. That according to Rav Ramchainer would have to be 20,000 cubic feet, cubic inches, which is 2 feet by 2 feet by 3 feet. Not very big at all. According to Ramosha, 31,000 feet. According to Chazir, 35,000 feet. Even according to Chazir, 35,000 cubic inches. I'm sorry, cubic inches, which is 2 feet by 2 feet by 5 feet. Okay, and for just to help you understand what is, I don't know what just happened to that, is that a standard oven, at least an American oven in your house, is 26,000 cubic inches. I forgot to tell you that when you count these things, you count it from the outside, not from the inside. Okay, you look at it outside measurement. So a standard oven is not big enough according to all the shitas, but a small fridge like you have down here, or a big fridge, and a regular fridge in your house are way bigger. Okay, a regular fridge. Right, or Rav Chaim Noah would be big enough. According to other shitas, it's not. But a small fridge is 42,000 cubic inches, and a regular fridge is 65,000 cubic inches, is way bigger than all those shiurim, just for a perspective of size. So when you look at a large piece of equipment, there's, in a lot of cases, it's going to be, I think I spelled that wrong, I saw on the screen, the board on top. But anyway, in a lot of cases, it's going to be more than 40 saw, and it's not going to be, according to this, it wouldn't be high, that wouldn't be Chayv in Tefillas Kelim. I told you, but again, there's not everyone agrees that that's a heter over here. But according to those who think it is, that's a possibility. Okay? So the people who don't like this, who none of these four answers that I gave to you, they don't like that. None of these ideas of why it should be Chayv in Tefillas Kelim. So they have, I have three choices then. One is, they could do what Justice said, take it to a lake, take the big thing with a crane, and go to a river or a lake today and dunk it in, and that's it. And somehow you could do tug of war. Okay, that's one, not such a realistic possibility. Okay.
Well, then you have to make sure that it's not so tight.
Okay. What's not tight?
Whatever is holding it out.
It's over the chatzitzas, you see. Okay. You know, when we get to that
water,
part.
The water will.
When we get to that part, I think that's what we'll think about. I don't think anyone's ever done it, so don't worry about it.
Shape.
Yeah, okay. The second choice is, and this is a common choice of people who want to do this, is they'll give or sell a chelik of it to a guy. So they say a kli that has a chelik, a guy has a shutfas in it, not having tefillas kelim. I just point out to you, just if you keep cheshbon, if you remember the Shach said, if you have a kli that a guy has a chelik in it, he said it's not that it's possible from tefillas kelim, it's really chayv in tefillas kelim. But since you can't do tefillas kelim, so you're excused and you don't have to use it. Okay, so if you do that, remember you didn't gain it except if you're Yossi, who thinks everyone possible to take your this monster machine to the lake. Most people say, well, I couldn't travel anyhow, so you didn't really gain anything by this over this. Selling him a chelik may not have gained you much over the saying, oh well, I just can't travel it. You know, you're in the same boat. It's chayv in tefillas kelim, you just can't. So you think you gain. So you have to think you gain, because this way you don't have to think about that maybe I physically I could have, if I would have hired a crane, I could have been titled. Okay, that's fine. Okay. And the third choice is, there's a third choice, and that is, if a kli is broken to the point that it takes an uman to fix it, and then you get into broken, and a yid fixes it, yid who's an uman fixes it to make it that it is usable, then it's considered the yid made the kli and it's not chayv in tefillas kelim. Well, he tried to do that. The guy in Lakewood who tried to do that, yes. Who that was his goal, was to say,
He doesn't have a business. I think he has a business. That's what he does.
I didn't say he doesn't have a business. The question is whether what he did was actually successful. Yes. Well, he has a business, yes. But in a big piece of equipment, it's easier to imagine it, which is you could break it in a way that takes an uman to fix it, but and you have to have, you'll hire a Jew who's an uman who will come and fix it. Doesn't mean there's who breaks it. It's the fixing that makes the difference. So have a yid come and fix it, in which case the yid will have made the kli, and then it's if the yid makes kli, then of course it's not chayv in tefillas kelim.